on the Vic Sports Breakfast with his rap on rugby union.
Fine.
Here's former Wallaby Adam Fry.
G'day, Adam.
G'day, guys. Welcome to Melbourne.
Yeah, mate, it's nice down here. Very nice. Very nice trackside as well. We're looking forward to tomorrow, Derby Day. You coming out?
Certainly will be, mate.
Oh, good.
Very much looking forward to it. It's always a great day. Any day at Flemington's a great day, but this one in particular is very special.
It will. It's a bit chilly, though, tomorrow, but that'll be okay.
Are you with us?
I am, mate. The only disappointing thing about Derby Day is that it is black and white, and I won't see your brown suit. Which will be devastating.
No.
And I'm sure most of Melbourne are probably thinking the same.
But
that's my dilemma, though. It says black and white, and I asked the missus about it, and she said, well, it's black and white for women, but not necessarily blokes. But it's black and white for blokes, you're saying.
Look, at your age, Michael, it's not going to matter.
What do you mean? What are you trying to say?
I don't think we're in fashions on the field.
Mate, I'm at least 5 years younger than you, so don't throw age around.
That's what I said. At your age, it doesn't matter.
Mate, getting onto the world of rugby, Bill Poole, that looks like he'll get through this Kirtley Beale exercise.
Just.
Oh, look, it's an interesting one, Slats, and it's very hard because it seems like everyone in Australian rugby, including myself, and I'm to blame as well, has made comment on it. And we don't really well and truly understand the full facts. And is it the wrong thing that the full facts aren't out there, potentially, but, there's been so much speculation, there's been so much ramification over this one thing, and it has stemmed from Curly not wearing the right T-shirt. So I do think the truth will come out. I don't think it's all out yet, but in saying that, saying Bill's job's safe, look, 6 weeks ago you'd say he was going very well, a close loss to South Africa, and things are all right. It's just probably a couple of things here or there where he really wears his heart on his sleeve and he probably hasn't said the right thing. But, mate, look, after 6 weeks' time when we talk about this tour and hopefully a successful one after Michael Checker, things may be okay. But it's just, a lot of comment on something that we don't really know the true facts about.
Adam, well, and who knows if we ever will, right? But apart from that, I think we should inform our listeners that the Kirtley Beale drama has been over the text drama. You mentioned about the T-shirt wearing. It's today. It's my understanding. Today is the day where the investigation comes to the ARU about the on-flight drama between South Africa and Argentina and the non-T-shirt. So they could... The $45,000 fine for Kirtley was only about the text drama, nothing to do with the on-flight drama.
Yeah, well, it all stemmed from this T-shirt.
Correct.
Not wearing the right shirt.
Correct, so, yeah.
And it's just... It's embarrassing, to be honest.
It's unbelievable.
And I've worn the jersey, and I'm very proud of that fact. However, now rugby's now been spoken about when it's to do with scandal. But I've said on the show a couple of times, and TK, I think you agree, I go online, I read everything. The comments under everything is just out of control now. Not to say that the content is correct on everyone, but people are passionate about their game. But it's just sparked a lot of conversation. And I don't think it's all bad, but I don't think it's all great either. But people are talking about it. And the biggest crisis for me, and I'll always say this, is all this was going on and no one cared. Everyone does care. And we're all talking about where we rank as far as a code. That to me is irrelevant. It's just people passionate about their national code. And for me, I am very passionate. And if there's good or bad, I want to talk about it. I want to make sure it's right.
Well, yeah. Michael Checker, he'd be getting his teeth into it now. He's passionate. And I like the confidence that he oozed in the press conference, mate. Hopefully it will be a positive tour.
How good is he? He's a salesman, and that's for sure. I think the team he's picked also for this week against the Barbarians, a strong one. And the other thing about Czech is he'll go outside the box to try things differently. Like, who would have thought that Israel would have come on board? He's picked a young kid called Will Skelton, who no one would have thought would have played Waratahs, and he came on the scene. He's got him sitting there just ready to let him fire. And the team he's picked, he's got Hodgson as captain, where he could have picked Genia or Horwell. He's taking risks, and I like that about Czech. And there's one kid on the bench, his name's Sean McMahon. You've probably never heard of him. He's the youngest player ever to play Australian Sevens. He played for the Rebels this year.
Right.
He won NRC Player of the Year. He won Super Rugby Rookie of the Year. He got Rebels Rookie of the Year. He got Australian Under-20s Rookie of the Year. He basically won every award at the John Eales Medal apart from the John Eales Medal itself. He's come on the bench to play his first game for Australia. He's an absolute bolter. and he's a superstar. Another seven in the waiting for Australian rugby. He'll be sensational. Watch this kid go. So there are some good stories in Australian rugby at the moment. Sean McMahon, remember the name. We'll be talking about him for a long time.
Geez, I actually look at the side to play the Barbarians on the weekend, and I thought that Ewan McKenzie picked it, mate, because when you have a look at the halves, you've got Will Genya there and Quade Cooper. And, of course, they were two of the favourites with Ewan.
I'd love to see Quade Cooper playing well, and I'd love to see Will Genya playing well. 18 months ago, he was the best player on the planet. Yeah. And you have a huge knee operation like he's had. He's had all three done, ACL included. It takes a while to come back from that. You talk to anyone who's done it, he'll be right. And if there's one person that's going to get him fired, it would be Cech. But look, Nick Phipps has been probably the most improved Wallaby player in 2014. I think Will Genya can put a lot of pressure on him. And again, that's very good for Australian rugby if Will Genya is firing and potentially our best halfback.
Good on you, mate. Well, just so our listeners know, Australia $1.10 favourites, the Barbarians $6.25. Twickenham, not a bad stadium, that one.
Oh, mate, it is sensational. And, mate, look, I hope the Wallabies can get off to a good start. And a clean sweep of the series in this spring tour would be a great thing.
Well done, Adam. Thank you, mate.
See you tomorrow. Bring we'll the brown suit, TK.
Yes. It'll be there somewhere. Brown undies after the first. What are you talking about?
I hope not. It's the Barbarians on the weekend, then the Wallabies take on Wales, France, Ireland and England.